Hey, and this week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about Pitchfork, music, beer, and just hanging outside drinking. All that and more on this episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And every week we're talking about the drinking events happening in and around Chicago, the ones we make it to, and even the ones we don't make it to, because, you know, people tell us about them, and they just sound so awesome, they're worth mentioning. And then every week, we're drinking local beer. You know, we gotta drink while we talk about beer.
It's only right, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't really imagine doing it without...
doing a beer show and not drinking. It would be lame. this week, I kind of went for something different. I went out on a limb here, because I'm usually getting beer from the same place.
Yeah.
I've kind of drank through that Chicago beer selection. And so I went somewhere else, and I think I was at Jewel this time. So, okay. You know, they have some stuff. And then I saw this Chi-Town. It's the Chicago Beer Company. They're Windy City Wheat. And
yeah.
I was like, of course it's from Chicago, right? Chicago Beer Company, Chi-Town, Windy City Wheat.
They're going heavy with the advertising on the Chicago angle.
Uh-huh. I think their phone number is even like 773 Chi-Town.
Come on.
No, it is.
Like, oh, they're all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the Windy City Belgian Wheat from what are we doing? We gotta do this show. Why are we laughing so much?
I don't know. But this beer, so they've been around since 2010. I've seen them mainly at festivals. I've seen their beer at stores a couple of times, but I've never picked it up. Not sure why. Just, you know, there's a lot of options. So
I've seen them before at Fest. I had them at what was the Chicago Beer Festival. It was like this fest at a church. That church in Old Town. I can't think of the name. St. Michael's, I think, is what it was called.
Okay.
So you know how it is. Like, they put the St. Michael's Fest has been there forever, and you can't. They're not a whole lot of licenses for new festivals in the city in the summer. So St. Michael's added the beer fest so that there could be a beer fest.
Oh, neat.
And okay. I saw them. I had them there.
Okay. How long ago was that?
This was, I said, at least 3 summers ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was the last time I had it. I remember them because they had, you know, their representative at the at their booth was a model.
Oh, okay. So they're run by models.
It's the Chicago's only beer company run by models. No. No. So I was like, hey, so what do you do at the brewery? You know, she's like, I'm a model. I was like, oh, really? Well, tell me more, you know.
Uh-huh.
She's like, oh, yeah, you know, we work with them and we pour at their events. So I thought that was interesting. All right. So that's what I remember. That's the first thing I remember when I saw this beer.
Getting the good-looking ladies out there pouring beer, trying to attract people to their booth.
You got to do what you got to do, man. It's competitive town for beer, Brad.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But this what is this, 5% Belgian wheat ale? It says it's brewed with honey and spices.
It's not bad. You know, there's a... you know, there's a bit of a perfuminess to it. It's a little sweet.
Yeah.
You know, and then you pick up some of those light, grainy, spicy notes like you would in most Belgians, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bad beer.
Not bad. No. But they're not brewed in Chicago.
You know, I look on the side of the bottle, and they're brewed in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I mean, which is fine, you know, because I know Stevens Point brews a beer. They've got a huge system. They brew for numerous breweries.
Right. So Chicago Beer Company is getting contract brewed out there.
Yeah, you're going heavy on the Chicago connection, though, when you call yourself Chicago Beer Company and your beer is called Windy City Wheat Ale, and there's a huge, like, you know, skyline portrait on the label.
Uh-huh. And then you're brewed in Wisconsin.
And then you're brewed in Wisconsin.
So hopefully they are working on this brewery and getting it up and going here. It's been 4 years, you know. It's established 2010, so I'm not sure what that is.
I'm with you.
Well, we'll sip on this Chi-Town Windy City Wheat, and then we'll talk about this wheat because we're all over Chicago.
Yeah, man, it's really fun. It's a fun time to be in the city.
Uh huh. It hasn't been too hot today. It's pretty warm, and I think the wheat is perfect for the temperature out, so it's nice.
I agree.
But yeah, this weekend I think the big thing was Pitchfork.
The 10th annual Pitchfork Music Festival.
10th.
Yeah, it's their 10th one, man.
I remember going to it before it was even called Pitchfork. When it was
back in my day, they didn't even call it Pitchfork.
It was when they like broke off with the other people they were doing it with. It was funny. There was like two fests, like back to back weekends in Union Park. Yeah.
It was yeah. This is only my second time. I went last year. I went this year.
Cool.
I love it because it's smaller than Lollapalooza, and then you know, and it's a lot more underground. Where like I go there and I barely know four acts, and for me it's all about like learning about these new acts. Oh, but then Goose Island is bringing all their beer,
right?
You know,
so this was the second year that Goose Island was the beer sponsor for Pitchfork.
Right, it was Heineken, now it's Goose Island, and it'll be Goose Island again next year. Yeah, so these last 2 years they've done collaborations, two collaborations each year. Right, yeah. One with an artist and one with the Pitchfork staff.
Mm-hmm. And so this year it was a Kolsch and a Pilsner.
Yeah, so Sharon Van Etten was the artist. She was a collaborator for a Kolsch, and then the dry hop Pilsner was called Recommended, and that was a collab with the Pitchfork staff.
And I don't know. Yeah, this festival runs from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You went Friday and Sunday, and then
you went Saturday.
Yeah, you gave me your extra tickets. You had. You couldn't go. You were out on the bus, and so I was happy to take them from you.
I'm glad you went, man. You know, how was Saturday, man?
It was a good time. It was a beautiful day out. It was like just the right temperature where you weren't, I guess, just pounding beers to stay hydrated, and you were just like enjoying the nice day that Chicago was. And surprisingly, it wasn't like overly packed. I don't know if you noticed that on Friday and Saturday or Sunday. It was just like a right amount of people where you weren't like getting pushed around and having to like push through people just to get somewhere.
Yeah, I think when I went on Friday night, man, you know, I attempted to go towards the stage for Sharon Van Etten, you know, but I had a blanket, so I kind of wanted to chill on the blanket. So towards the end of the night, you know, we stood up for her show, got as close to the stage as possible.
Okay.
But I think for the rest of the night, you know, I kind of found myself like near the old folks section, you know, like in the back where they check people in, and you know, just away from the action, you know, just under a tree. Just enjoying the breeze, and you know, just got a couple beers in my hand. Just you know, just enjoying summer, man.
Nice.
Yeah. So I saw Sharon. So we got a chance to briefly talk to Sharon Van Etten at Fulton before it all started Friday.
Oh, was there like a little preview event or?
Yeah, no, they were doing they just had like a little outdoor thing in the dock. They were doing like a little barbecue, right?
Oh, neat.
So we went over there for maybe an hour, right, just to hang out. So I was talking to Sharon Van Etten for a little bit. And apparently she's a beer lady. No, I'm sorry. She's a wine lady. She's a wine lady. And so Pitchfork recommended that Goose collaborate.
She do it with that? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because she was probably, Pitchfork thought she was the most interesting choice, right? So, you know, we're talking to Sharon. She's like, you know, I'm really into wine, but I do enjoy a beer. She said before the show, she likes to do a shot of whiskey with her band.
Okay.
You know, but she's really more of a red wine lady. So when they reached out to do the beer, the first thing she did was call her brother, who's like really into wine. So she was talking about
into beer.
Yeah, thank you. She was really into beer. So she's talking about how she got the chance to collaborate with her brother and with Goose on this beer. And she was really excited about it, but she definitely wanted something small and something drinkable. And,
okay.
You know, because she's a singer, and she didn't want to get all bloated or wasted before a show. Right. So she was really cool, very down to earth to be like, you know, somebody rocking out on Pitchfork like later in the night, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that Kolsch was, I think, probably exactly what she wanted, and it was light. It went down quickly. I know much more quickly than the Recommended did. I think I was drinking the Kolsch and Maeve was drinking the Recommended, and I'd be done with mine and she's like about halfway.
Yeah, it was you could pound that SVE like pretty heavily. Yeah. It was perfect for this event, that beer. So you know, so I got her side of the collaboration, right? And then so at the fest I was able to talk to the brewers, and I was like, dude, so what'd you guys think about this collab?
Yeah.
And the brewers had a completely different story. It was great. They were like, dude, this collab almost didn't happen.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, they were saying, the brewers were saying, like, hey, you know, we don't want to do a collab just for the sake of a collab. You know, if there's no connection, then it won't happen.
Okay.
So the first thing they did was said, hey, you know, who's in the Sharon Van Etten? And this guy, Eric, who I never met. Have you ever met Eric?
Maybe.
See, he's the first time I met him. He's this brewer, right? Apparently, he did some time at Cantillon. He's like one of the, he's one of the main barrel guys now, right? So he doesn't have a beard. And he wears sunglasses indoors. So he's a different kind of dude, right? So they're like, does anyone no Sharon Van Etten, you know. And Eric was like, I love Sharon Van Etten. So they were like, okay, well, listen, you're going to be on this project. So then they put – so he flies out to Denver after her show, you know, to collaborate on this beer with her. You know, so they sit down, they go out for the night, you know, they have beers, and then they talk about what this beer should taste like. And that's how the collaboration started, you know.
Oh, neat. Okay.
And I didn't get any of that talking to Sharon, so it was cool to get the brewer's perspective.
Right,
you know?
How they want to have that input. So otherwise, it's just another goose beer that the name's just slapped on there.
Exactly, right. And the brewers were like, dude. And then it was he was like, dude, if that were to happen, it was basically saying, we almost didn't do this project, but then Eric went out there and had a true collaboration with Sharon.
Okay.
And that's what made and that's what they ended up going with.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so, then did you find out any information on the Pitchfork beer?
No.
Okay. I know there's like a video, I don't know if it came out or will be coming out, that Ken put together. I'm not sure, I haven't seen it yet, but I know they did like a small homebrew setup at the Pitchfork Studios with it. They brewed the beer there and then they, you know, brewed it on larger scale for the event.
So. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. You know, I was thinking about it, and, you know, in the winter, you know, Black Friday is like a really big deal locally, right? You know, you get this year's Bourbon County Stout and then all the variants, you know. And then in the summer, there's this event at Pitchfork where they're bringing 10, 11 of their beers. So they really got winter and summer events that are like near the top of really cool events, you know. So kudos to those guys, man. Pitchfork was good. I was there Friday. I was there Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess last thing to mention about all their beers there, every hour they were tapping a new beer from their lineup. There's a lot of Fulton & Woods beers. There was like Sophie Matilda.
Rasselbach.
Rasselbach.
Yeah. The Illinois. Mm-hmm. I think the Ogden went on, which I believe is the that was the Indian Spice Ale.
No, that's the Devon, right?
Oh, you're right, the Devon. I'm all over the place
today.
Which
I'm not really a fan of, but
yeah, it's spicy. You know, it's spicy.
So that was fun. I guess if you wanted to make Pitchfork more of a beer fest, you could go there for every tapping, every hour, if you wanted to.
Yeah, and that's not something you're gonna get. Like if you go to Lollapalooza, you're not gonna see that.
No,
you're gonna have, you know, you want a tall boy of Budweiser, or do you want a tall boy of Bud Light?
Right.
You're welcome. You know that. So from that standpoint, Pitchfork is way cooler. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, speaking of tall boys, I feel like that leads into the other event you went to this weekend.
Yeah, man. So Thursday I went to Schlitz Bouts at Logan Auditorium. So dude, so there's a auditorium that sits right above Lulu's, and I had no. You knew this? I had no idea.
Before Logan Square was the place to go.
Right.
In high school, they would there's raves there.
Okay.
Yeah. At the Logan Square Auditorium. We'd drive up there and park our car, and hopefully it would be there when we came back. And, yeah.
I was surprised. It's right on the square. So you go to Lulu's. Everybody knows Lulu's. You go to Lulu's, and then there's a door next door. Right upstairs, boom, there's this auditorium. So the Schlitz did what was called Schlitz Bouts. So they partnered with, you know, like Windy City Fights and had like three amateur fights.
Uh-huh.
And they turned it into like a big event. So on one side, they were Schlitz bottles for $2 a piece. On the other side, they were doing cocktails. And they encouraged everyone to do like a 1920s theme with their dress.
Okay.
So when you went there, all the staff was dressed in 1920s garb.
Oh,
you
cool.
know, really short dresses and, you know, big bow ties. And they had this 10-piece band playing songs from the era. And it was great, man. Feathers and headpieces. It was really cool. Yeah. Wow. And then there was actual fights.
It was,
you know,
a fight. It was a fight night.
It was fight night. It was fight night at Logan Square Auditorium.
Wow.
It was pretty fantastic, man. It was about 2 hours long. And I had a ball. I mean, Schlitz is Schlitz, you know. It's like
sure.
You know, it's an American adjunct lager. Mm-hmm. You know.
You drink enough of them, you might be fighting.
You drink enough of those, you might start a fight. And then they're like, I love their tagline because she's like, Schlitz, it's so wet.
That's their tagline?
That's all they kept saying every night, you know. So, I mean, all night. So, it was fun. I'm surprised, like, we haven't seen that before, you know. And it was like, it was a proper event, man, because they're bringing out mussels and oysters and popcorn. And, you know, there's just these ladies dressed in 1920s gear serving everyone in the crowd on platters. You know, you could get your Schlitz and drink it out the bottle, or you could pay $1 extra and get this really long classic Schlitz glass.
Okay.
You know?
Was there a lot of people doing that, or were people just mainly sticking with the cans?
Most people were going with, like, bottles and cans.
Okay.
But, you know, there are a couple guys, you know, that were so VIP, they had to drink out of the glass.
I guess if you're, like, all dressed up for the event.
Maybe you know, you yeah, that's true. Or if your lady went home after work and then came out, you know, looking, you know, righteous.
Right. She doesn't want photos with a can. She wants to look good.
She wants the glass, man. Yeah. You know? It was cool. One of my favorite parts was they had two classic automobiles parked outside, and they had the full story on them, 1930 Toronto. They looked like, you know, something you see out of, like, The Untouchables, and uh-huh. they had a couple guys dressed in suits and some of the ladies dancing out there. That was fantastic. It really was a good event.
Neat.
Yeah.
Are they going to do more of those, you know, or this was just kind of like something you came across randomly?
Yeah, it was kind of like a one-and-done thing as far as I know. Like, I didn't even know that place existed.
All right.
You know, and I was like, yeah, and I didn't get much information on, like, how it was put together or if they would do it again.
Okay.
Just kind of showed up, enjoyed it, and then it was over.
Nice. Was there just one fight?
No. So there were rounds. I believe there were five fights.
Okay.
And it went in order of weight classes. Oh, neat. You know, so the big guys fought last. Yeah. It was good. The first fight, I was really glad we didn't sit too close to the stage, because the first guy, even though this amateur fighting, so they were wearing that headgear,
mm-hmm.
he bloodied up the guy really good.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and each fight was three rounds, so it was like nonstop action. And in between each fight, they would the big band would play like a musical tune.
Okay.
And you had a male and a female host, and they would, you know, they would kind of MC the whole night. You know, so it was like, it was nonstop action. Even though it was five fights, it was constant action. It was good.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Man, so. I think you had much better week than I. Me, dude. I just went to Pitchfork one day. You did 2 days and the fight. Whew.
If you call drinking Schlitz all night fun, then it was fun. It's so wet.
So wet. Wow, what a tagline. Well, should we get into the events this week then?
Let's do it.
All right. So Wednesday, July 23rd, is the AVBC Tap Invasion.
That's a lot of letters, man.
Yeah, and so not clear right away what AVBC was. And then once you realize, it's like, oh, of course, it's the Anderson Valley Brewing Company.
Okay, out in like Montana or something, right?
Oh, I forget where they're from. Someone's going to be like, what are you talking about? They're in...
I feel like I'm going with Montana on that one. I feel pretty good about Montana. Okay.
And so this is at Clark Street Ale House at 7 o'clock, and it's just a tap invasion. All their beers, or not all their beers, but a good portion of them. Are they? I guess I'm surprised to see a tap invasion from them, because they're not like, I guess they're not high up in the beer food chain of being like, hey, or they're not new to the market. It's just kind of like a, all right, cool.
Right. Yeah, I've had Moose Drool from them. Okay. Yeah, but that's it. I think that's all I've had from Anderson Valley. All
right. Yeah, I've had a couple. Nothing like jumps out at me. But this is at Clark Steel House. Great place. And, you know, I think we talked about them recently. You were there, and they have the nice patio out back.
Yeah, they got a nice little beer garden back there. You can bring your own food. And, yeah, if you're in River North, it's very low-key and nothing like over there.
Yeah.
It's like a classic. It's like a classic bar. It's really good.
Oh.
All right.
Wednesday.
That's Wednesday. So then there's a pair of events on Thursday. Let's see. There's the local beer dinner at Midi Nice. Midi Nice looks like it's right on the Mag Mile, right at Chicago and Michigan. Mm-hmm. They're doing the local beer dinner with Beguile, Temperance, Ale Syndicate, Flesk, and Slapshot.
That's cool. So is it going to be like one, every course is a different brewery?
Exactly. So it looks like, let's see here. It's a bar and grill. It's tucked behind the Water Tower Place, and that's exactly what it is. Yeah, so each dish will feature a different brewery. And I like how they're doing all the new guys, you know, like Slapshot, Temperance, Ale Syndicate, Beguile, Flesk. Those breweries are all like less than 2 years old.
Okay.
You know, that's cool. I've never been to Midi Nice, so nice to see a full-blown craft beer event right on the Mag Mile, you know?
Yeah. It's nice. And what's it, $45 a person?
Yeah. That's Thursday night.
Nice.
So then also Thursday, up in Wicker Park at Jerry's, they're doing the Ciders and Sliders and Sci-Fi Oh My event.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's a mouthful right there. So basically, they're doing movie night. It looks like they're showing four movies, and they have four Vandermill ciders, as well as a Perry from Vandermill.
Okay.
Yeah. So Sergeant Bartlett is the Perry. They've got three other ciders. Ginger Peach sounds good. Totally Roasted is fantastic.
I do love that cider.
Yeah. And then they and then of course they have sliders. So you can get everything from like a wild boar slider to Mexican chicken to like a vegan portobello mushroom slider. And then their movies. Movies and cider.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is at the Jerry's in Wicker Park?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
So that's right at like Damon and Division.
Sounds pretty good, man. I had a Vandermill the other night. I saw Brandon and Bob over at Emporium. And it's always good.
Bob's got a sweet Vandermill. Like, it almost looks like a varsity sweater. Like if you went to Harvard and you were, it's that kind of sweater, you know, where it's like the button up. it's pretty awesome.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And he's got the little wool, like paperboy hat, you know. Mm-hmm. I like that, man.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Thursday. Then I feel like this weekend, I didn't see anything on the calendar, but there's something Sunday.
Yeah, so Sunday is a pretty big event at Navy Pier. This is the Sierra Nevada Beer Camp Festival. So this is the largest craft beer event ever, right? So it's like a 7-city tour, and this is the Midwest stop.
Okay.
So to accompany this, so Sierra Nevada, so here's the backdrop, right?
Yeah.
Sierra Nevada is in California, you know, and they're building a new brewery in like Asheville, North Carolina, somewhere in North Carolina. So to celebrate that, they're having a road trip that goes from, you know, Chico to North Carolina, Chico, California.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're doing 7 stops, and this is the Chicago stop is going to be at Navy Pier. So they've been selling 5,000 seats per party.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's a lot. I've never been to a beer event at Navy Pier.
I've been to when they did the Beer Fest years ago.
Okay.
It was like a couple years in a row we went to the Beer Fest. It was called Beer Fest at Navy Pier. I think it was even before the movie Beer Fest.
Are you making this up? Okay.
And so it was a good time. It's basically like a warehousey kind of space, and they just have all these booths set up.
Navy Pier is usually like, it's a tourist trap, right? You know, bubblegum shrimp and all this, the Ferris wheel and all this jazz. So we never really go down there for beer events. I mean, I remember I went to cider cons down there.
Okay.
But like an actual like beer festival, I've never been to one. So I'm curious. I'm very curious to know what this is going to look like.
I think the worst part about any event at Navy Pier is, what do you do afterwards? Because you want to drink more.
You do. I mean, after the show, it's the after party, Brad. Yeah. You know, so I hear that Timothy O'Toole's might be doing something afterwards for this.
Okay.
They're like, you know, like maybe half a mile from there. So, and this, and to accompany the beer camp, what they're doing is they created this 24-pack of beer.
Right. I've seen it around, right?
Yeah. And they've done, there's 12 beers, and each beer is with a different brewery that, and the breweries sit along the festival route. You know, so there's a couple of Midwest beers in there, collaboration with Floyd's, one with Bell's, and one with New Glarus, right?
Okay.
So that's interesting. I'd love to just sit down and
just go through that 12.
Just go through all of them.
24 pack.
You know, I'd love to do that. Yeah. So that's cool. That's a $65 ticket. That is at Navy Pier. That is Sunday, the 27th, from noon to 5.
All right, not bad. You got all night then to keep going afterwards.
Drink responsibly, folks.
All right. And then Monday the 28th, you had something else, right?
Oh, yeah. So Monday the 28th up at Hopleaf is the Windy City Beer Biddies monthly social. So the Windy City Beer Biddies, it's all about chicks that dig beer.
Okay.
You know? So this is a, it's kind of like a, they want to, I'll read you a quote from the Windy City
Beer Biddies. Lay it on me.
The Windy City Beer Biddies bring together women from all across Chicago to get ridiculously serious about beer and support local breweries.
Okay.
So it's a female beer appreciation group. They do events every month. I think the last one they did was at Rev Kedzie's facility.
Oh, neat.
And, you know, it's for women who, you know, it can be an intimidating space for men and women. You know, if you like craft beer and you want to know more about it, if you go to Benny's, you know, we talk about this a lot, right? There's like, dude, there's like, you know,
there's aisles and aisles.
Aisles and aisles, man. There's thousands of bottles, you know. How do you get closer to this when you like it, you know? You went to a festival, what's next? Well, if you're a woman, you know, you go to the Windy City Beer Biddy Social.
Neat.
So that's going to be at Hopleaf Monday, 6 p.m., Monday, July 28th.
Awesome. Love going to Hopleaf. Going there tonight. That's how much I like it.
That's how much I like it. That's a good place. They're doing Kegs for Kids next month up there.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited about that.
I'm sure we'll mention that as we get closer. Yeah. And then Tuesday, the 29th of July, is a Firestone Walker tap takeover at Bootleggers. So Bootleggers is at 13 West Division, and it starts at 7 o'clock until they close. I've never been to Bootleggers.
Is that the Dust of Triangle?
Yeah. I'm not in the triangle very often.
You're not down
13 West. I don't know. I'm usually at least in the hundreds.
Yeah, right. That's like Mother Hubbard's and all that stuff over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've never been there either.
Uh-huh. I think every week they're doing a different tap takeover at Bootleggers with a different brewery.
Okay.
So this is Tuesday the 29th. This is Firestone Walker.
We're at a point where spaces like the Mag Mile and the Triangle are having like some pretty serious beer events,
right? Because the people that live in those areas or go to those bars are, you know, they want more stuff.
Yeah,
it's not just at the Hop Leaf and Map Room and
The people have spoken.
They want a drink.
They want a drink, man. They want to drink the good stuff. Right on.
And I guess one more event before we get out of here, we'll probably mention this again next week, but is the July Mambacue meeting or the meeting.
Yeah, meeting, like meat.
Yeah.
Like M-E-A-T, right? So Mambacue is, what is it, meat, beer, rock and roll.
Yeah.
They're a lifestyle group. They come together, they grill, they drink beer, and they party, right? So they're having an event at Ale Syndicate, which I'm excited about because Ale Syndicate hasn't had an event at their space yet.
No, not yet.
So we were talking to the Ale Syndicate guys, and they created a beer for this event. It's a pale ale with lime, and
They
didn't do a smoked beer.
And I guess maybe that's too, of course.
Right, like too straightforward, right? They're like, no. We're doing a lime pale ale because it's summer, right?
Yeah, right. I'm sure lime goes well with many meats.
You know, so yeah, so I think I'm gonna try to make it to that one.
Okay.
Yeah, because Ale Syndicate is. That's their new space, and then RK is going to be brewing there too,
mm-hmm.
And this event's going to be there. So,
is this going to be a paid event, or is it kind of a normal Mambacue meeting kind of thing?
We need to find out more. Oh. We should probably find out more, and then you know,
we'll mention it next time because it's July 31st, so you know it's a little bit of a way. So
yeah,
I'm sure we'll mention again. We'll find out if you have to pay. You have to show up with meat. I don't know. I know in past Mambacue meetings, you show up with like meat to cook.
Oh, and then you're good?
Then you're good, yeah.
That's an awesome concept.
So we'll find out and report back on the next episode. But I think we should get out of here. I got to get up to Hop Leaf. It's far north. It's a long, I don't think I'm going to bike, but it's a long drive up there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's roll, man.
Yeah. So Nick, if people want to get in touch, how can they find you?
Hey, man, I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter. It's at BRad. And Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. There's links to iTunes and Stitcher. And leave us a review there. Subscribe. You know, helps everyone else find the show. And we love reading them, too. And then our Facebook page, chicagobeerpass.com. No, it's not .com. It's just / Chicago Beer Pass.
/
And then we'll post other events we come across, and links to all these events we usually talk about get posted there as well as photos and just fun things we're doing, right?
Photos are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like seeing the photos on the Facebook page.
Right, because then you never know if they're coming from Nick or me. So
right.
It's like, oh, all right, Nick, where was Nick at? Yeah. Yeah, they'll do it. I think this is episode 40. Crazy.
Woo, when we get to 50, we got to do something wild.
All right. Let's do it.
All right.
All right. Later.
Later.